Grasshopper sitting on a railroad track, singing part of a little old day. I drinking up quick a whole six pack. Hoo-ha! Sing part of a little old day. No! Grasshopper sitting on a railroad track, singing part of a little old day. Picking his teeth with a carpet tack, singing part of a little old day. Very well, very well, very well, my fairy fay. Where we're going, Louisiana, for the Simi Louisiana, singing hoo-ha! Part of a little old day. Do-day, 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 do-day. Ha, do day, do day, do day, do day, do day. Ha, do day, do day, do day, do day, do day, do day. Ha, do day, do day, do day, do day, do day. Ha, ho, ha, ho, ha, ho, ho, do day. Ooh, hee haw, bee bop, hoo ha. And it was Saturday. It was Saturday, February 27th, 2020. And we had done some therapy with a therapist named Jacob. And there was Jake Tapper on CNN. And Jake Tapper and, and there was a whole bunch of things going on. The collapse of the American Empire. The collapse of statement of capitalism. And, it takes a long time for a big empire to collapse. But it was collapsing fast. His mind was going at Mach 3, three times the speed of sound, and body going like a Model T. They were trying to help him. They were trying to help him. And this year, he just checked and called bets. Just like at them penny and poker games at the University of Illinois and Champaign, Urbana, Illinois, way back in 1961, just before he went in the United States Army. And by God, bow. Now it was far into the future, and the whole American Empire was going to pot, and they're blaming the coronavirus. The rest of he heard a medical person say that the flu virus is much worse than the coronavirus. The coronavirus, they're politicizing it. Del Rump was right about that. Del Rump was right about some things. Del Rump, the hate monger, would be warmonger. Del Rump was. And we're going to write a book called, the current book's going to be called The End of the Boogeyman. The End of the Boogeyman. And the stock market on Wall Street had dropped 4,000 points. 4,000 points, that was a long way down. That was a long jump. That was a long correction. It makes you think. He was right. The collapse of the market empire, the collapse of statement of capitalism, the two go together like a horse and carriage. Just like in that old song by Frank Sinatra, love and marriage, they go together like a horse and carriage. But statement of capitalism cannot long survive the end of American imperialism, the American empire, and we try to stay appropriate. Wow, he told two lovely young ladies, he say, you're pleasant to look at. He told Shannon and Becca both that they were pleasant to look at. And Richard was an 81-year-old man. And that's not very good, that very good form for an 81-year-old man. 81 years old. But by God, wow, but you're young at heart. And it can happen to you. 10 fairy tales can come true. It can happen to you if you're young at heart. But by God, history was not a fairy tale. History was a development. History was formulated. History was a development. And Karl Marx, the gigantic brain of Karl Marx, had to say that this crisis, this current crisis, big time, he had predicted it. Gigantic brain of Karl Marx had predicted this crisis even before 1884. And by God, wow, WMW, words of wisdom. Richard just say, wow. And he tried to do something, intelligent, and say something intelligent. Wow. All day, all night, Mary Ann, down by seaside, sifting sand. Even little children of the Mary Ann, down by seaside. Hoo-ha! session fan. Doodle doo 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 doo. I do day do day do day do day do. I do day do day do day do day do. I do day do day do day do day do. And the beginning of human history, it was not just around the corner, it was right on top of us. The beginning of real human history was just right on top of us. Hoo ha, hoo ha. This was February 28th, 2020. And Mr. could find only CNN. And they were talking about the royal dynasty in England, the international criminals of British colonialism. British colonialism, that tremendous empire that extended around the world. The sun never set on the British flag at one time. And Fox News was playing Prime Minister Netanyahu from Israel. And Richard, just be patient. It was a trashy fantasy world of late capitalism. And late capitalism was collapsing very rapidly. It was the trashy fantasy world of late capitalism, and American imperialism was collapsing rapidly, and statement of capitalism would go with it. You can't have one without the other. And Richard's recorder would not play back. Richard could not criticize his own work until he get to the end of his novel. And Richard just say, wow, WWW Words of Wisdom. He had a sore throat, and he was keeping an eye on it. And, wow. February 28th, 2020. And it was booze, religion, and dope. Violence, pornography, goofiness, and flatboodle. It was hooch, cooch, hanky, panky, donk, donk. It was beating, mama shooting, and a killing. It was chewing gum for the eyes. In other words, it was the trashy fantasy world of late capitalism. And the rich and the super rich, the billionaires and the trillionaires, did not know what to do. The iron laws of history were bearing down. And Bernie Sanders was winning big time. And they were trying to talk it down. They were trying to talk it down. And there was some confusion about the date. Was it February 28th, February 29th, or March 1st? And Richard, he did not know what had happened. His cell phone, say, March 1st, Sunday. It was Sunday morning coming down, and so Richard just check and call all bets. And he had a shower, and it was harder for him. He was 81 years old. It was getting harder and harder to function properly, And it was Sunday morning coming down. Richard did not know what the confusion with the date, why there was confusion with the date. His cell phone would say one thing, Richard think one another. It was leap year, and he had on CNN. They were talking about the royal dynasty of the Windsors, who were the international criminals of the British Empire, who once ruled the earth. The sun never set on the British flag, and it was a precursor of American imperialism. And after World War II ended, the American military became a spent and polished military that went out to loot the world in the name of profit, big profit, huge profits, windfall profits. And Richard wanted to set the record straight, and Bernie Sanders was winning, but big money was talking it down. They were trying to stop him. And
But she did not know if the people would win, if people may speak. And we had Benito Mussolini in the White House. You know what happened to Benito Mussolini? Donald Trump was tremendously adept at the fight of the bullshit. Donald Trump was a tremendous bullshit artist. Donald Trump was the puppet of the billionaires and trillionaires who were frightened big time. We should just wait and wait and wait and see. They also serve who only sat and wait. And it was March 1st. It was the beginning of meteorological spring, the end of meteorological winter. He did not know why there was confusion, but it was Sunday morning coming down, he was sure of that. There was noise in Beehole, but it was cool. It was cool this time. It was not hot, noisy, and dangerous. And Richard had been walking with the walker. He had fallen four times with the walker. He now had a cane, which was vastly superior. He was 81 years old, and he didn't expect a lot more out of life. He had had a long, interesting life, a very happy life, and he missed out on romance and money. But Jack King, the rich, intelligent farmer, say that is exactly why Red Usher had a happy life. He missed out on the two biggest troublemakers in the whole wide world, romance and money. The world was in a crisis, deep crisis, and they were talking about games, parties, party animals, electronic toys on TV, and register. It was Sunday morning coming down, sang Johnny Cash, Sunday used to be a day of rest. It was called the Sabbath, but now it was not a day of rest. It was a big commercial enterprise designed to make money. The billionaires and trillionaires were desperate. Richer, feel attention. The desperation of the right was there to see all to see who were willing to see. And Red Usher had lost track of the date. It has slipped by. We should believe it is March 1st, Sunday. February is gone. It is the beginning of meteorological spring and the end of meteorological winter. And it was warming up. There were winds coming up from the south. The next day, a few days, were going to be relatively warm, record-breaking warm, Global warming may indeed be a prospect, a realistic prospect. Was it man-made global warming, or was it just made by Mother Nature? Red Usher wonder. But he wanted to clean up the environment. He did not want growth anymore. Growth, economic growth, was inimical to the well-being of the environment of planet Earth. Hoo-ha! Red Usher was 81. He was having trouble with things he used to take for granted. Richard very seldom lost track of the date. He could not figure it. How could be March 1st already? But his leg hurt. His left leg hurt. And his roommate had been very nice. And they were the only two veterans in Rochelle Gardens. And that was a good thing, because less and less people were being drawn into the military. The military should be gone. Gone for good. Gone with the wind. Gone out the window with a cut like jaw by the stove. March 1st, Sunday, 2020. I wish you have a problem with IBS this morning. Irritable bowel syndrome. He go a couple of times and keep having false alarms. And on TV, violence, pornography, goofiness, and flat noodle. And, well, Richard just, he didn't know what was happening. He was in B-hole, room 20. His roommate had thrown up that morning. Richard did not know what was happening. He felt like kind of sick. But physical therapist was not coming. It was Sunday morning, coming down saying, Johnny Cash. March 1st, Sunday, 2020. And Richard finds CNN. He finds CNN on the TV. And Richard realized that the American Empire was collapsing. The American Empire was collapsing. Statement after capitalism was collapsing. And the Nazi right, the fascist right, the fascist fraud was collapsing rapidly. And so was the big money liberals, the big money left. They were collapsing and they were frightened. And he just sat there. He just lay there on his cot like a lazy note. But someone who has composed 226 books cannot be considered a lazy lout. March 1st, Sunday morning, coming down. Wow, the bathroom in room 20 was in disrepair. The toilet seat was wobbly and painful, and there was no paper towels. And Richard could not figure. He knew that he was planet Earth's senior Marxist, and he knew the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth, just like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. But they were being badmouthed by the big money. The big money was desperate. The outlaws of history were bearing down. And the gigantic brain of Karl Marx had predicted just such a crisis, even before 1884. My first Sunday, 2020. And I should say, get out of the Middle East, get out of lock, stock, and barrel, get out of written bridge. We should never have gone in there in the first place. Well, we did because George W. Bush wanted to control the money and oil of the Middle East and planet Earth. George W. Bush, one of the dumbest presidents we've ever had. But Tom Waits say Republicans are the lowest form of life. Tom Waits had usually been right. He was right about rotten Ronnie Reagan. And, we should say, get out of the Middle East. Get out lock, stock, and barrel. Get out written bridge. And Richard was... He was feeling pretty weak that morning. He was having trouble with IBS and there were false alarms. He had three or four of them. And Richard, he say, wow, WMW, words of wisdom. March 1st, 2020, Richard Usher was having trouble with IBS that morning. But they were acknowledging the fact that the Afghanistan war had gone on too long. American people wanted out. Tremendous support for exiting the Mideast, where we should never have gone in to begin with. And Richard, he cooled it now. McKenzie, one of the CNAs, had come in to Richard and made her aware of the whole damn situation. Him personally, and he was trying to write books, and Richard just he just say this is the collapse, a statement of capitalism and market empire, and it was a big empire, and it takes a long time to collapse, even though it collapsed rapidly. On first Sunday, 2020, and Richard knew that he was in a bad way. He cooled it. He was having problems with IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, but he hoped that would soon subside. The world was in turmoil. The American Empire was collapsing rapidly. It had been a big empire, and even though it was a rapid collapse, it was taking a while. Richard informed McKenzie, a CNA, about his condition, and Richard just hoped for the best in the West. Hoo-ha, hoo-ha. March 1st, 2020, and Richard was having diarrhea attacks. He had had three or four bowel movements. The world was in crisis. The American Empire was collapsing. It may be on the edge of total collapse. And Richard did not know. He did not know. He turned the TV on, and they were talking about the corona crisis. And Richard thinks it's a tremendous coincidence that the corona crisis occur as the American Empire collapse and statement after capitalism go to hell. There was a tremendous 4,000 point drop in the stock market on the previous day, on Friday. And Richard thinks it was a funny collapse, a tremendous collapse, a tremendous coincidence. And Richard had gone to St. Anthony Hospital. Richard was Planet Earth senior Marxist, he had gone on February 12th and stayed to February 15th. He lay flat on his back, and now he was starting to recover. He was starting to recover, and he hoped for the best of the West. It was Sunday morning coming down, and we had freedom of religion, freedom from religion, and we should hope and pray, but he don't pray because the media tell Archie Bunker way back in the days of CBS, All in the Family, and the media say, there ain't no heaven, there ain't no hell, and there ain't no God. March 1st, 2020, and IBS attack was subsiding. Fisher hoped that the worst had gone, but the country was in turmoil, the country was in complete and total collapse. The big money, the members of the big money, the members of the big time, crooked money and the big time short money were getting while the getting was good. The big time short money may take his chances with the Revolutionary Tribunal, which is surely coming because the 2020 presidential election was already as crooked as all hell. Hoo ha! March 1st, 2020. And they were talking about reliable sources on CNN. It makes you wonder if there were any reliable sources. The corporate media were full of disinformation and misinformation. And Richard just cooled it. It was cool in B-Hall that morning. It was not hot. And it was not, it was noisy, but it was not hot. Richard suspect, he called his cousin Joe Carr in Chi-Town, and they were having breakfast. The world situation, the whole damn situation, was in a state of total collapse for the USA. When you talk about the USA, you're talking about the billionaires and trillionaires who tell Donald Trump what to do. And you're talking about the people, but the people were socialists. The people wanted government of the people by the people for the people. They did not want government by billionaire, trillionaire, Wall Street, the Pentagon. They wanted billionaire, they wanted government of the people by the people for the people. Things are subsiding. The crisis, for personal crisis, was subsiding, and the world was in turmoil because the American Empire was collapsing very rapidly. But it was a big empire. It was a big empire. It take a while for it to collapse. March 1st, 2020, and his roommate, Reducer's roommate, was a veteran, I believe. Reducer, his roommate, my land, was the only two veterans in Rosedale Gardens, and they both had received certificates of appreciation for their service. Now my land was playing foxy music, and Mr. just cooled it. He did not know what else to do. His IBS attack was subsiding. It makes him feel more comfortable. He just relaxed and cooled it. March 1st, 2020. Richard's afraid he was going to pass out, or maybe that he was going to fall. The place is cooling down, the temperatures are rising. The ambient temperatures are rising in the Rock River Valley. Spring was coming. It was meteorological spring. He had fear of falling. He had fear of passing out. March 1st, 2020. And March seemed to be coming in like a lamb. Would it go out like a lion? Richard wondered. And he was afraid he was going to fall asleep. He missed lunch. And when you're out to lunch in the old days, you're a pretty sorry case. You were like Donald Trump. Donald Trump, the hate monger, the would-be warmonger, the redneck's delight, the puppet had the big money. The puppet had the big money. It was March 1st, 2020. And we're marching on. Oh, slick, what are you? Oh, don't you cry for me. I've come from my Alabama, baby. Hoo, ha, hee, ha, hee, ha. My bimbo, I'm mighty. But the impeachment of Slick Willie was bullshit. It was complete bullshit. All he did was lie about his sex life. Lie about his sex life. And make sure lie about his sex life because he don't have sex life. He just don't have sex life. Hoo-ha, hee-ha, bee-bop. March 1st, 2020. And it was Sunday. Sunday morning coming down. But by golly, had lunch. And Richard asked for some Imodium because he was having trouble with IBS, irritable bowel syndrome, and it was stress and powerful emotion that bring on and cause irritable bowel syndrome. And we should know he had been written 226 books about it. And Richard was very concerned, and he think maybe the coronavirus was overdone. Maybe they were the stock market had collapsed, and the statement after capitalism was collapsing. The American Empire was collapsing rapidly. March 1st, 2020, and Richard had written 226 novels and novellas about the whole damn situation. And those books could translate into money. They could translate into a lot of money. And Richard was 81. He did not have much use for money. He had a few things he needed to buy. But it translated into a lot of money. Richard have to give it away. He wanted to help his friends. He wanted to even a score. So many people had helped him, and he wanted to pay them back. Hoo-ha! Hee-haw! March 1st, 2020, it had been hot, noisy, and dangerous in B-Hall, but now it had cooled down considerably, and it was quite a bit quieter, and Richard just lay on his cot, and he's writing on his book number 227 called The End of the Boogeyman. And the USA knew who the boogeyman was. The people knew who the boogeyman was. And the boogeyman was put there by billionaires and trillionaires who could ride roughshod over the will of the people because they had billions and trillions of money. Money talks and bullshit walks in the capitalist world of production. March 1st, 2020, Sunday afternoon, and they were treating Richard's hands with hydrocortisone. You're supposed to wash your hands often because of the coronavirus, and Richard's hands become dry and cracked, and he asked Jamie for some treatment with hydrocortisone or a substitute cream, and Jamie said, "You're not due until later. March 1st, 2020, and Richard's tired from all the commotion since he had gone to St. Anthony Hospital and was placed in B-Hall in room 20 at Rochelle Gardens. There had been a lot of commotion. He had fallen 4 times. He was tired. And Nancy gave him some popcorn. Richard just tried to cool it. It was cool now in the nursing home. And it had been hot, noisy, and dangerous in B-Hall in room 20. And Richard just was thankful for small favors. March 1st, 2020. And the world was in turmoil. It was uprising all over the world. The people who had the courage to be crooked and had made billions and trillions, those people were frightened. Iron laws of history were bearing down, just like Karl Marx said they would. And he said it even before 1884. March 1st, 2020, afternoon, by golly, it was just suspicious. Richard, I think that the coronavirus appeared quite at the exact time that the American Empire was falling apart. statement that capitalism was falling apart. The coronavirus appeared. And we should think it's too much of a coincidence. We should think the coronavirus is greatly exaggerated. And you have to wait for tomorrow to see what happened on Wall Street. Wall Street, the trouble start on Wall Street. The stock market had dropped 4,000 points. Statement that capitalism was going to hell on a handcart. Hoo-ha, hee-haw, be-va. March 1st, 2020, the afternoon, and the propaganda machines of the corporate media were going relentlessly. Misinformation, disinformation was flowing relentlessly, and there was MSNBC and NBC and CBS and ABC and CNN and CNBC and Fox News is fake news. None of them were famous for telling the truth, but soon they would have to be. They would have to be truthful, like Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren. They would have to try telling the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. March 1st, 2020, and it was Bloody Sunday, and they were observing the anniversary, the 55th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, and Representative John Lewis was there. Representative John Lewis would say, on Inauguration Day of 2017, Representative John Lewis would say, Del Rump is illegal, Del Rump is illegitimate, and Americans must act. And, he just said no. You remember being in the United States Army in 1961 to 1963, and wow, it was the 55th anniversary of Bloody Sunday. March 1st, 2020, it was the afternoon, and they were commemorating the 55th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, when the Civil Rights Movement began. And I remember being in the military, in the United States Army, in United States Army Ordnance Depot in Germersheim, Germany, and he was in the military police, and carried a 45, and then 14, and there had been the Cuban Missile Crisis, the missiles of October of 1962, and John F. Kennedy and Nikita Khrushchev had damn near blew up the whole world. And Mr. had been a service-connected disabled veteran for years now. A service-connected disabled veteran connected with the Cuban Missile Crisis, the missiles of October of 1962, and he had a friend named Ron Clare, who was a black in the NYPD, the New York Police Department, and when he was drafted, he was put in the military police, and he was on the same base as Red Houston. And the two of them went to Frankfurt, and they went to Mannheim, and they went to Karlsruhe, and they went to Speyer, and they went to Heidelberg many times. Wow. It was March 1st, 2020, and Tom Kuster said before he passed away 10 years ago, he said, TV is unreal. And we should think that TV is violence, pornography, goofiness, and flap noodle. It is booze, religion, dope. It is hooch, hooch, honky, talking, hank, hank. It is chewing gum for the eyes. It is beating mama, shooting, and killing. And violence has no place in a nursing home. And Richard tried to make his point. And they told him that if he don't like the beating mama, shooting, and killing on the activities room flat screen, then go to his room. And Richard say, violence has no place in a nursing home. March 1st, 2020. And March was coming in like a lamb. But the coronavirus was a threat to the USA and to planet Earth. My mercy did not know. Or did anyone really know how serious was the coronavirus? And do you think it's such a coincidence that it appeared about the time that the American Empire was collapsing and the statement after capitalism was also collapsing? Don't you think it's too much of a coincidence? He thinks the coronavirus was being politicized, and he has to wait till tomorrow. He has to wait till tomorrow to find out what will happen on the market. Wall Street, the trouble was happening on Wall Street. Wall Street had fallen 4,000 points. It had fallen 4,000 points. And we should take it strange. And to say it is taking it awfully strange. March 1st, 2020, afternoon. March had come in like a lamb. He wondered, Richard, wonder, what was going to happen. USA was in crisis, deep crisis. The whole planet was in crisis, deep crisis. Karl Marx, the gigantic brain of Karl Marx, had foreseen it because of the analog history, even before 1884. March 1st, 2020, and Richard had written 226 books about movement and revolution, and it was coming true. His predictions, prophecies, and prognostications were coming true. And Fisher might receive credit, he might receive recognition, and he might sink into oblivion. He did not know. He did not know. March 1st, 2020. The old song, sing it, yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's on the sight. Come and lay down some by my side. Please help me make it through the night. But nobody ever laid down by my producer's side, except when he was a boy. And Richard just wait. He may not make it
through the night.
Well, it's March 1st. 2020, March 1st, 2020, they said, in your land, this land, my land, from California, New York Island, from Redwood Forest, to Gulf Stream waters, this land belongs to you and me. I roamed and rambled and followed my footsteps, the sparkling sands of her diamond deserts, and all around me, a voice was saying, this land belongs to you and me. It's land is your land, land by land, from California, New York Island, from Redwood Forest, the Gulf Stream waters, this land belongs to you and me. As I was walking that river of highway, I saw above me the other skyway. I saw below me that golden valley, this land belongs to you and me. It's land is your land, land by land, from California, New York Island, from Redwood Forest, the Gulf Stream waters, this land belongs to you and me. Hoo-ha, hoo-ha, the sun was shining and I was strolling, we feel wavy, death got rolling, fog was lifting, your voice was saying, this land belongs to you and me. It's land is your land, land by land, from California, New York Island, from Redwood Forest, the Gulf Stream waters, this land belongs to you and me. Yes.
Blood pressure, huh?
Oh, hey, thank you. Yes, sir. I hope it comes out all right.
You're fine, Reg. Turn your arm over.
Okay.
There you go. Thanks, son.
Yeah.
What are you doing? How you been, Joe?
I'm pretty good, Reg. Started new hours today.
What's that?
We all started new hours today.
Oh, new hours.
6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
God, that's a long day.
Yeah, it was 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., so I'm worn out. This seems like the longest day of my life.
Wow, yes, yes. When I was young, we used to work 20 hours a day sometimes in the job pack, you know.
I'm used to working 3-4 jobs.
Yeah, I guess.
When I lived out in Denver, I worked three jobs. Oh, my
God. You
lived
in Denver? Huh? What was that?
I don't know. Yeah, I lived in Denver for 7 years back in the
80s. Oh, I've been to Denver.
Yeah, I loved it.
Say, what is that over here?
I don't know, Rich.
We don't know and we don't care.
I don't know. I don't hear anybody crying or screaming out, so I'm taking that as a good thing.
Denver. My high city.
Yep. Thank you, hon.
What do you got there, ma'am?
115 over 77, huh?
Hey, that's not too bad.
Got it, you know, Rich.
Come again, ma'am. Come again.
Thank you, hon.
Do, 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 do.
Thanks,
Chris. Yeah. I do they do that, do they do that, do they do that, do they do that, how do they do that, do they do that, they say I'm gonna love you and me. Hoo ha! From Great Atlantic Ocean to the White Mississippi Shore, from sunny California, the ice on Labrador, she's mighty tall and handsome in the Bible didn't know. She's a homeboy's combination, she's the mash. Hoo-ha! Cannibal, how listen to you go. How rumble in the roar. Ash glides on the woodlands, who held her by the shore. And a mighty rush of engine, hoo-ha, hee-haw. He loves a homeboy squall. Watch him run to the jungle on the Wabash. Hoo-ha! Cannibal, ho! Our eastern states are dandy, so the western people say. From New York to St. Louis and Chicago, by the way. Send the hill to Minnesota, where the rippling waters fall. No chances can be taken on the Wabash. Hoo-ha! Cannibal, ho! Listen to you go! Ho! Rumble in the roar! As glides along the woodlands, who held it by the shore. And a mighty rush of engine, hoo-ha, hee-ha, hit them some hubble squall. Watch him run to the jungle on the Wabash. Hoo-ha, cannibal, ho, dee doo dee dee doo doo dee doo dee doo I do dee doo dee doo dee doo doo dee doo dee doo I do dee doo dee doo dee doo doo dee doo dee doo I do dee doo dee doo dee doo doo dee doo dee doo Wow, do they do the little day, do they do they do? How do they do they do they do they do they? Of March 2nd, 2019, 2020, wish a year behind. It might deserve you should do that. It's a slip of the tongue, a slip of the tongue, a Freudian slip. Wow, March 2nd, 2020, and wish you think it's quite a coincidence. That coronavirus come on at the same time the stock market go to hell. The stock market had gone to hell. And Brenda, she was a client. She said it's going to be a cold day in hell. And we should just think, well, what a coincidence. It's too much to believe. It stretches your credibility. It stretches your credibility. And when you stretch your credibility, You're just like when the liars are lying to the liars. Wow, credibility gap. That means your lies have caught up with you. Your lies have caught up with you. And this statement of capitalism was going to hell as the American Empire collapsed rapidly. Collapsed rapidly. And Mr. Wow, he just think the coronavirus, and by coronavirus may be greatly exaggerated. He's not sure. He's not sure. You're never sure. By golly, ho-ha, hoo-ha, hoo-ha. They sure so hard they left the money it was fine. Doo-dee-doo-dee-doo-dee-doo. Slick Willie, don't you cry. Oh, Slick Willie, oh, don't you cry for me. I've come from Alabama with hoo-ha, my bimbo, I'm mighty. Doo-dee-doo-dee-doo. And Slick Willie got impeached because he lied about his sex life. And Russia had lied about his sex life. Russia did not have a sex life. And Russia just say, wow, Slick Willie apologized. Slick Willie showed some
he showed some, Secretary was humble and apologized, but Secretary apologized for his sex life, and he apologized for lying about his sex life, and I believe it was Tom Brokaw say, or somebody say, you should be able to lie about your sex life. That should be just standard operating procedure. And Richard lied about his sex life because Richard did not have a sex life. He did not need to have a sex life. He did not even need to lie about his sex life. Well, WWW, words of wisdom. Words of wisdom.
Testing 1, 2, 3. This is March 5th, 2020, and it's Joe Carr's birthday, and Register want to wish him happy birthday, and Richard did not know what to say at this time, and he checked and called all bets. Hello, this is March 5th, 2020, the world is in turmoil, and Red Rooster, he didn't know what to do. He can't get his digital recorder to respond to his command. And, WWW, words of wisdom. And when you fail, you try again. But Richard was, it was very early in the morning, and Richard had a passage to record, but he did not know whether to record it or not, because he could not get his digital recorder to respond. He could not get his digital recorder to respond.